fitter, happier. A program about your health for your health.
Good morning and welcome to Fitter Happier, our weekly look into all things health, the human body and whatnot. We often speak to the Department of Health, as we are doing today. If you're thinking of a career in nursing or midwifery or already in training, today's program is definitely for you. A career in nursing and midwifery can offer many future pathways. Joining us today to discuss this career path and WA Health's initiatives supporting nursing and midwifery students is Natalie Mayle from the Chief Nursing and Midwifery Office at the Department of Health. Welcome back, Natalie, and thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Lawrence. Thanks for having me back again.
No worries at all. We spoke to you just a few weeks ago. And before we get started, I'd like to know a little bit more about your background in the industry. Can you tell us about your journey in nursing to your role now?
Oh, wow. Yeah, sure. So many moons ago, I graduated from Edith Cowan University as a registered nurse. So that was back when Edith Cowan University had their campus in Churchland. So it was a little while ago. And I went straight into a transition to practice program or graduate program in the specialty of perioperative nursing. So perioperative nursing is a specialty where the nurses that are working there are supporting patients who have just, who are about to undertake a procedure or a surgical operation. So we support those patients immediately prior, during and immediately post their operation. So we're kind of those nurses you don't necessarily see all the time. So that has been my area of specialty and my area of passion. So I remained at St John of God for quite a few years. I became a private scrub nurse for an oral and maxillofacial surgeon. And then I decided that I wanted to get more exposure and more experience in trauma and emergency surgery. So I then made the move over to the public sector and worked for about 15 to 16 years at Sir Charles Gairdner Hospital in their perioperative unit there. So a big shout out to all those periop nurses at Charlie's. And from there, I was a staff development nurse, which meant I was supporting and providing training for undergraduate and graduate nurses that came through the perioperative environment. And because of that training that I had, that expertise I had in that area, then there's some opportunities that opened up in terms of universities and other programs for me to support undergraduate and graduate nurses. So my role became very much focused towards, training and supporting our new nurses. And so then that led me to another program over at Health Support Services, supporting secondary students to understand about nursing and midwifery. And then I got this role at the Chief Nursing and Midwifery Office, and my role in the office here is very much focused towards our graduate and undergraduate workforce. So looking at strategies and implementing those strategies to support those nurses to transition into the workplace.
Okay, so judging from just your career, there's so many opportunities in a career in nursing and midwifery, just from those few roles you've stated just there.
Yes, it's certainly very diverse and many areas to go into. And I acutely remember what it was like to be a graduate nurse and an undergraduate nurse. And, it's very nerve-wracking and very anxiety-provoking. And it's really important, to have the support and encouragement from our nurses from the floor. So that's why I've kind of focused into, the education and development of graduate nurses. But certainly there's many different areas that you can specialise in. You don't have to be in one area for your whole career. There's, many different paths to navigate.
Yeah, very interesting. I know that nursing and the medical sector comes with a lot of hard work, and we truly appreciate it, especially in times like these over the last couple of years. Can you tell us what might make this profession rewarding for yourself?
So it's really about helping and supporting the community at the times when they're at their most vulnerable or they need additional support to live their best lives. Like I said before, there's diverse areas of specialty to work in, and there's many locations in which to do this from, whether it's the metro area, our beautiful WA Country Health, it could be interstate or it can be international. So basically, wherever there's populations of people, there's always going to be nurses working in some capacity. The COVID-19 pandemic has really highlighted the amazing work that our nurses and midwives have been undertaking. And whilst we prefer not to have the COVID-19, it has really highlighted, you know, the great work that nurses and midwives are doing globally.
Absolutely. Great work from all the people in the wider medical sector around the world over the last couple of years. Now, WA Health has a number of initiatives that support nursing and midwifery students if you are looking to get into the industry. Can you tell us a little bit more about these WA initiatives?
Yeah, so you may have heard from the Premier or from the Minister about the promise of additional graduate nurses and midwives going into WA Health. So here at the Chief Nursing and Midwifery Office, in conjunction with our health service providers or our hospitals, we're implementing strategies through additional recruitment drives to support newly qualified nurses and midwives into the workplace. So one example of that is we're currently undertaking a recruitment drive for additional newly qualified nurses into the mental health specialty, and we're calling that our MH80 initiative. We've also just finished another recruitment for an additional 100 graduate nurses and midwives that have either just started in the last couple of weeks or they're about to start in the next week or so. So there's, you know, a lot of initiatives that are currently being implemented and will continue to be implemented over the next 12 months to 24 months.
Certainly there are those pathways in place to get involved if you do want to get involved in midwifery or nursing. We did speak about MH80, the new initiative to get nurses into or mentally health trained, but we also touched on the Grad Connect program. Can you tell us more about the Grad Connect program and why it's important for these opportunities?
So Grad Connect is the online portal or recruitment for all of WA Health nursing and midwifery transition to practice or graduate programs. So all WA Health public hospitals who offer these programs use Grad Connect to recruit to these positions. So that's the process that I facilitate and coordinate with all the lovely nursing recruiters in WA. So really, to be eligible for any transition to practice program or graduate program, you have to apply through our Grad Connect process or through our Grad Connect online portal. So that's why it's really important to be in the running for any of these opportunities. We use the Grad Connect process to recruit.
Okay, so if you're already involved, you can push your pathway forward by getting in touch with the Grad Connect portal. Now, if those are eager to find out more, there's an upcoming forum. Can you tell us a bit about the event and what people can expect if they're looking to learn more about the industry?
Yeah, so on May 8th, Saturday, May 8th from 9 to 4:30, we're running a transition to practice forum at the Perth Convention and Exhibition Centre. It's targeted for those newly qualified nurses and midwives or those about to be newly qualified nurses and midwives, so our students in the university sector or in the TAFE sector, that are seeking to find out about the opportunities available and also the application process to apply through the Grad Connect portal. We'll also have, you know, tips to submit your best application. We have presentations that will be running all day with representation from WA Health Service providers giving information on their specific programs, as well as an opportunity to ask questions to a panel of expert nursing recruiters from WA Health. So attendees can attend at any time during the day according to their needs. So they can come in, they can have a look at the schedule of presentations and go, well, I'd like to attend that one or I'd like to attend, you know, another one later on in the day. There'll be different ones all throughout the day. And you can attend for the whole day if you like. So it's really about what you would like to get out of it. There's the opportunities for those who will be attending in person to then go and meet with our nursing recruiters in an adjacent area to ask all those specific questions about the services that they deliver, about the graduate program offerings in their services. And in addition, for those that aren't or are unable to attend in person, we have online streaming available. So for those who might be working, who are not in the Perth metro area, you can log in online to the live streaming component of the forum. It's essential to register, so you need to go online and register to attend, whether it's live streaming, and you'll get the link to the live streaming there, or register to attend in person. So we're really excited about it. We did do it last year. However, COVID made sure that we couldn't meet all together. So we're hoping that COVID restrictions this year won't be in place, and we'll be able to, you know, really meet and greet in person with the graduate nurses and midwives.
Of course, it sounds like a great insight into the industry as a whole, especially midwifery and nursing, and being able to do that in person and rub shoulders with a few of the people in the industry would be amazing, I'm sure. Unfortunately, you missed out last year on being able to do that, and I think we're all quietly hoping that things will open up today, if not tomorrow, so we're waiting on that news still. Are there any further restrictions in place for the May 8 date, do you think?
Yeah, well, as nurses, we're extremely adaptable, so we do have contingency plans in place. So if COVID restrictions mean we can't have groups or people attending in person, we'll still have the online live streaming component of all the presentations. So we'll immediately then transfer to that online forum, and everyone will be able to log in and listen to the presentations and still be able to ask questions of our panel through online chats. So either way, it's going ahead. We're hoping the full forum will go ahead so we can, you know, have the chance to meet lots of our nursing and midwifery graduates. And, you know, I really encourage them all out there to come and say hello to me. I get a lot of emails and through my work in the university sector, I'm teaching quite a few students. So I always love it when they come up and say hello. So I'm really encouraging everyone to, you know, take the time out to really understand what opportunities are out there and how they can submit their best application to Grad Connect, because we have multiple dates where we open up a Grad Connect process. So it's really about understanding, you know, how to put forward your best application and understanding the process in general.
And of course you'd want to. So many pathways and opportunities available in your industry. So much going on. If someone was interested in learning more about midwifery and nursing, where can they go to find the Grad Connect process or the Transition to Practice Forum?
Yeah. So if you go online to the www.health.wa.gov.au website and then go into Graduate Nursing and Midwifery, there'll be a dot point or a toggle for Graduate Nursing and Midwifery or the Grad Connect process, and there'll be another one for the Transition to Practice process, Transition to Practice Forum, sorry, and you can register there. So the information will be there. Our Grad Connect process is currently being updated on our website as we speak, so the information's not quite up to date at the moment, but it will be by the time the Transition to Practice Forum will be held. But certainly go on and have a look at the Transition to Practice Forum and register there.
Plenty of opportunities. Thanks so much for taking the time to join us this morning, Natalie.
Pleasure. Thank you so much.
You're listening to On the Record.
Just there, Natalie Mail from the Chief Nursing and Midwifery Office at the Department of Health, as we do every week talking to the Department of Health on this Fitter, Happier segment on a Thursday. If you're interested in nursing or the industry as a whole, maybe you're a grad and you're looking for work, get down to the Saturday, May 8, Perth Convention Centre Expo. It's all happening. You can rub shoulders with a few of the industry professionals and learn more about this, the plenty of opportunities that are available in the industry.